This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Here, I'm your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, thanks so very much. And a special shout-out, as always, to our great American truckers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, and yes, we're still on Facebook. I've had a lot of people say, are you going to stay there? Yes, I am. The Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. But you notice I just said we're on MeWe and Gab. Now, we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we've got our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can go over there. There's a message board where you can send a message, and we'll see it when we see it and mention you on the air. The other thing is you can hear the show there. If you can't hear it anywhere else for whatever reason, you can go to the thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com website, click on the Listen Live link, dead center of the page, boom, you're there. You're listening to the show just like I'm talking right now to everybody else listening to me, wherever they're listening to me at. So, joining us now for our number two, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, our number two, and we're going to do it again, Kyle Warren. Okay.
We came back.
They're coming out the door, and some of them are stumbling. That's not good. They've all had plenty to drink, and they're going by their wayside. I don't see anybody getting in cars or just walking to the hotel that's next door to the one that's got the bar.
Well, that's good. Yeah, stay safe.
Yep. Yeah. So there you go. But I don't see anybody climbing into a car. All right, so are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I didn't really finish what I was going to mention about Jared Kushner, who has launched a group to promote relations between the Arab states and Israel. Now, those people over there liked Jared Kushner, liked what he was doing, liked Donald Trump. They were all in favor of doing what he was putting forth, weren't they?
Well, they sure were, and the proof is in the pudding, because they were able to make agreements with the United Arab Emirates, for example, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco. And the organization that he's putting together is going to be called Abraham Accords Institute for Peace, evidently. He's also going to have a former U.S. envoy and ambassadors to the U.S. from both Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain as well. So you'll have some heavy hitters. You'll have some good name recognition there. And Jared Kushner of course, was able to help put together the first peace accords and peace agreements in a quarter century, Captain.
Yeah, he should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize for that. And by the way, unlike Ketchum Kerry, who we was heard in the background saying something like, "I'm John Kerry, and I have ketchup for you." We heard something like that in the background somewhere, right?
That's right.
Well, Kerry is the climate czar, and apparently he can be anywhere at any time for any reason because he's got a very, very important position in the Biden administration.
Yeah, and a very private jet, too, I think, right? Something like that. But so he can pretty much go anywhere. Captain, one of the things, of course, you know, what Kerry helped to be the architect of course, was the ridiculous Iran nuclear deal, and they're trying to get everything back, running for that again as well. And that's not really the way to go. What Trump and also, I think, even more importantly, Jared Kushner were working on, because he was in the details of it all, and now was trying to continue it outside of government, of course. The idea of bringing peace, though, that's a value. That's lasting. But capitulation, as with the Iran nuclear deal, and making this ridiculous deal, all that's going to do is invite much more instability to the region. And that's something that the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, Morocco, and other Arab states, they don't want that anymore. They want to contain Iran.
And Vice President Kamala Harris and second man, Doug Emhoff, who wants to be called Douglas but wasn't, AP blew this article, both were vaccinated, of course. And they kissed with their mask on as she got onto an aircraft to fly away to points unknown for her little part of the tour out there to sell the package that Biden's trying to sell. And yesterday was the first time I noticed when she was getting on the plane, she saluted the people on the ground. But Nancy Pelosi was so excited. Here's what she said.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Oops, that comes along with the Lynn Cheney comment, right?
Well, that's right.
Not Liz Cheney,
but Lynn Cheney. Well, that's right. Well, the mixed signals that we're getting from the president and now the vice president and the second gentleman are really quite substantial, Captain, because why wouldn't they want to take their mask off and say, look, if you get vaccinated, you can be, you know, out in the open like we are, too.
All right. Got to say hello to Steve in Thailand in the chat room. Hello there, Steve from Thailand in the chat room. We appreciate you. You can go over there to Captain's Group on Facebook if you want to get in the chat room. That's how you do it. The Captain's Group. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get Obama's phone!
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I'm going to. Now, I'll tell you what. In the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them me, moi, the Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand at the time that they finish the service. So if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or Daytona Beach and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement for you today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get the $100 to put right in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Sounds like a winner to me.
That's right.
All righty. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger with what's going on here, I got to ask you about, because I've had a lot of people asking me about this school teacher that got stopped by the deputy sheriff and then got reamed and called a murderer because he was a Latino, apparently. And, you're Mexican. You'll never be white like me. And they're teaching you to be a white murderer and all that stuff. This woman was a school teacher? Is she still teaching school, Kyle?
Well, we're trying to find out more about the identity of the woman, and we haven't got any information on that as yet. We do know that she has filed a complaint with the San Dimas Sheriff's Department there in San Dimas because of claiming to be harassed, evidently. They won't comment on an active investigation, but the footage that has been released clearly shows that the deputy
was being harassed.
was doing his job, she made certain assumptions. You know, I was going 38 miles an hour and you pulled me over to harass me, but that wasn't the reason at all. She
No.
was evidently using her cell phone.
That's right.
And that was why she was going to be getting a ticket. But she repeatedly called him a murderer. She said, and of course there's no evidence that the police, the deputy was being harassing or intimidating in any way, shape, or form. And she says, "You're scaring me. I think you're going to murder." I'm just paraphrasing here. You're going to murder me and my child or something. Just absolutely unhinged. Literally like a screw loose or something. This is really something. But continue to call him a murderer. Called him a Mexican. Racist, her words, not mine. Again, maybe calling out the deputy's own ethnicity. Uh-huh. Just in a very, very racist, mean-spirited way. So, yes, she has been she identified herself as a teacher. So we'll find out. Perhaps this is going to follow her and we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if she's a school teacher and anybody listening to me out there that can attend a school board meeting needs to go there and lodge an official complaint against this, quote, end of quote, school teacher.
Well, right. I mean, here you have someone going on an unhinged racist rant against a deputy. Imagine what this person would do to somebody else who she just didn't like.
You want her educating your kids?
Right, exactly. And so this, it's just, again, it's such a very, very sad thing. The deputy exercised a lot of restraint, obviously, called the supervisor mm-hmm. already. She demanded the supervisor yeah. be called, and they handled it quite well.
All right. Now let's go back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden says he's open to a compromise on the corporate tax rate hike.
Yep. Well, of course, they want it to be 28%. And sometimes, you know, part of that is, you know, when you throw out this big number and you know you're not really going to get it, so you're going to try to wheedle it down to something you'd really be happy with. But generally speaking, and I think it sort of sends all this discussion into the wrong realm. The realm shouldn't be, you know, raising the corporate tax on corporations because they just don't pay their fair share. Maybe the question that should be asked is anybody paying their fair share, in the sense that is the government taking more than its fair share from you? Because all this does, Captain, this continues on with class warfare, class envy. There's a boogeyman out there called a corporation who's just making all this money, and they're not paying their fair share, but you're paying all this other tax. Well, how about even this? If you're going to raise the tax on the corporations, why not tax cut the middle class? For sure. They just don't say they won't pay any more, but actually cut it. Then maybe they talk.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, an interesting point being brought up here by the DOJ, reviewing the court decision that was made yesterday, discontinuing the eviction moratorium. Now, I don't know why that was done that way when we're still... extensions have been put out there through the end of June and in some cases through September because the people that haven't been paying their mortgages or their rent, if you will, and have been under protection because of it, I'm telling you there's going to be a mass foreclosure effort if this thing suddenly gets dropped. You watch and see.
This is a major, major thing that could be coming down the pike, and it will not be good. It will be very, very bad for a lot of people.
It's going to be people out in the street again because they don't have the money.
Right. Well, back in 1944, there was the Public Health Service Act, and that allowed the federal government to do what it could in order to stop the introduction, transmission, or spread of communicable diseases. And that's basically what the CDC has based their directive on, the moratorium, basically, as it's known. Well, what's happened now is that a court has found that directive was beyond basically the power of the CDC and is vacating it, or it will be vacated. So that's where this is going to really become a huge problem, because there's been this big buildup. It's believed that about 15% of renters still are behind on their rent payments. Of course, people were trying to pay their mortgage as well. I mean, we all know the stories, and they're far and wide of people who have had serious, serious problems. So, it remains to be seen and how this is going to be handled. But evidently, this is what the idea is, that they overstep their bounds to make that kind of blanket moratorium across the country.
Mm. Well, you know, the Democratic moderates are very concerned right now about Joe Biden's massive spending and how it could affect the midterms. And they're starting to wake up to the fact that they know they're about to get their butts handed to them come the 22nd, come the 2022. But what they're going to see this year in the local elections is they're going to see the trend going in the opposite direction.
Yep, that's right. That's right. But, and 2022 can't come fast enough, you know, for so many people. But again, this is one of the reasons why the Democrats are throwing everything up against the wall to see what sticks. And they know they're not going to get everything that they're proposing, but they figure, you know, why not? And this, they know that their time with this kind of, with any majority really might be very, very limited.
So is Derek Chauvin going to get a new trial and a change of venue?
It's a good question. I think there's going to have to be a lot of stars aligned for that to happen, not the least of which, of course, has to do with the juror.
It's not so much Maxine Waters anymore. It's not so much that information, which we already heard the judge say, this gives you basis to submit your motion for a mistrial. But it also now has to do with this juror who's come out, who's singing like a canary for whatever reason. I think he just thought he was going to get rich quick by being on his jury. That's just, I had that feeling.
Well, you never know. But certainly, you know, if you lie on the questionnaire and you're not forthcoming, or you omit some material fact.
Oh, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
No, because there could be major legal repercussions on that. But, of course, you know, and outside of the realm of the riots and the inevitable violence and unrest that would occur, our system is set up by which if there are massive breaches of somebody's constitutional rights, that they would get a new trial, for example, in some case somewhere. But this is so front loaded with all of the political all of the politics that go along with it and the unrest. That I just don't know. We'll have to see. As I said, there will be a lot would have to happen for the stars to align for that.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Kyle. I've got some opinions on this, but we're going to ask Kyle first. Why won't the Democrats drop all the COVID chatter? Why won't they start talking about a post-COVID America? Why do they have to keep ramming all this stuff down our throat? We'll tell you when we come back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one shot by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one dose. He also announced a plan to reach out to those who are more hesitant to get a vaccine. that includes sending shots to pediatricians and family doctors.
We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks, so parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free.
And India has suspended its most popular sports tournament as COVID cases continue to surge around the country. The Premier League cricket tournament was suspended Tuesday after several players tested positive for the virus. India recorded more than 350,000 new infections on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch Group. Give them a listen here and then take notes on the phone number and give them a call if you've got any questions. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I'll tell you what, I ran out of those patches, and if I'd had one over the weekend, I might not have had to have gone to the doctor for the shots I got, but we'll see, because that would have normally taken care of it. But because I ran out and I couldn't get any more right away, guess what? I had to do Plan B. So anyway, let's go back over here to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle, I'm inviting you to lunch today.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Just hop on a corporate jet, come on over here, you can land at the Sarasota International Airport. And that's just down the road about, I don't know, 5 miles away from where we'll be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store. Great, 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 great place to have lunch. We'll be there about 11:30. We'll stick around till about 1:30. And we have a lot of great people to come there. We have a lot of great conversations. And we have a lot of Tea Party folks from Tea Party Manatee that stop by, too, and some other regulars that come in there. And you never know when you're going to see a new person or two as well. And we have a good old time. So that's something that anybody in the Bradenton area, or you don't have to be in Bradenton, you can be in Sarasota, maybe you're down in Venice or Englewood, or heck, you can even come up from Fort Myers or down from St. Pete, whatever.
We'll see you at Mixon's today for lunch at 11:30, Mixon's Grosside Cafe. And by the way, when you get there, fair warning, the Captain's Club. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You seen the pictures of it, Kyle?
I have. That's right. I've heard a lot about the Captain's Club.
Oh.
I'd love to try one of these days. And of course, what do you always say, Captain? Always finish with an orange swirl?
Oh, yeah. Always finish with an orange swirl ice cream.
Yep.
And that's to die for. Oh, that's worth the price of admission right there. Never mind anything else. All right. Well, let's get back to what we were doing here. I want to mention about why the Democrats don't want to drop the COVID chat. Why do they want to keep that going?
Well, I think, Captain, the reason that the Democrats don't want us to emerge into a post-COVID America is because for them there is no such thing as a post-COVID America. They have realized that by keeping people scared, keeping people terrified, they can continue to exert power over the people in ways that are not really part of our system, basically, for lack of a better term. And one thing that you mentioned earlier about the vice president and her husband kissing with the masks still on as she got an airplane, it just goes to show, look, you know, if they were trying to promote the idea that we are getting back to normal, they wouldn't be going around with these masks on in situations where everybody's been fully vaccinated, they're outside, CDC recommendations are being followed, all that. And they really need to be giving the notion that, look, this is what you can do too if you get vaccinated and you have the right, conditions, all this kind of stuff. As opposed to keep your mask on, everybody be scared. Even if you're vaccinated, be very, very afraid. That's not the way to get our country going again.
All right. Let me ask you a question before I render my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
How many strains of COVID are there out there?
That's a good question. I know that we have the COVID prime, basically, COVID-19, but then you have these other variants, and there have been various ones that we've heard about from different parts of the world, at least four or five of these variants, and there may be more.
Going back for the last 20 or 25 years, we have several thousand different variants of COVID. Several thousand. You heard me right.
Of the coronavirus.
That's
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Several thousand. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, pick a number.
Well, right, and because the coronavirus is a family of viruses, basically, and
sure.
But this COVID-19, because it's so odd, you know, for whatever reason, however it got here, you know, however it got to be, this is a particularly bad strain.
And then somebody said to me yesterday, they came up with this comment and said, well, I don't know why you went and got the virus or got the vaccine, because there'll be another virus that'll come along. I said, let me tell you something. I said, what part of the word coronavirus don't you understand? Every version of coronavirus has the same basic factors in it with a little twist at the end. And you don't think that this vaccine is going to help with that?
Well, it very, very well may, because you're right, because it's part of the same basic structure. I don't know, have we reached the point where we've cured the common cold? I don't know, but that's
maybe
also a form of coronavirus.
Maybe.
Right?
I'll tell you what, I've had a flu shot, I've had an pneumonia shot, and now I've had a coronavirus COVID-19 a vaccination shot. I don't think I'm going to need to worry about getting sick for a long time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But this notion that somehow we should all be very, very scared. Now, I'm not saying be unsafe or disregard CDC recommendations or anything like that, but the Democrat Party elite know that if they can keep you scared, then they can simply continue their emergency.
Here I go with my opinion, strictly my opinion. This is all about power.
Yep.
Ultimate, unadulterated power. The Democrats have got it. As long as we're in the COVID mode, especially in the blue states, and they don't want to give it up. Power is what this is all about.
Well, sure, exactly, and they've got power over the kids in school. They've got power over whether or not you can have people come to your restaurant or not, you know, or power over whether you could have a church service or sing at your church service or this kind of thing, or have a wedding, get married, have people come and support you and see you when you get married. You know, this is all ridiculous.
Yeah, and number two, take a look at who's making money during these COVID shutdowns. Take a look at who is making the money and who has the investments in the companies that are making the money.
Well, right. And when has it ever not been about something like that? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we need to mention right here about little Dr. Fauci. Now, little Dr. Fauci just runs the gamut all the time, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. But what's he going to say today?
What he's going to say today has to do with our Circle Back segment. All right, well, we'll get rid of the tin cans and the soup and all that stuff here right now. But little Dr. Fauci is at it again, Kyle. You know what he's up to this time?
What's that?
Well, besides wanting to have the little ones vaccinated just to make sure, because when they go to summer camp, you want to make sure they got their shot. And don't forget summer camp, 6 feet away, masks on at all times. And, oh, by the way, if you're going to play soccer, make sure that you have your mask on while you're playing soccer, because you might have heavy breathing around the soccer ball where that'll give something to somebody, and you can't have heavy breathing. Meantime, you might collapse because of lack of oxygen.
Yeah, we've seen that happen.
But little Dr. Fauci, to continue the story here, the Pfizer vaccine is expected to be approved for 12 to 15-year-olds within days. Now they want to, and this comes from the teachers union, by the way. Now the teachers are saying, hey, until you vaccinate the kids, we ain't going back to school. And that came right from your state, California.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, of course, before it was 16 years old and up to start getting the vaccine. But I think you're going to have a lot of parents who are going to say, now, wait a minute, you're going to start dropping this age down when we don't. And again, where I'd love to echo what Senator Rand Paul said to Dr. Fauci himself the other day, you know, show me the studies, you know, come out with something that sort of backs up what you want to do, and then we'll discuss it or find out about it. Unfortunately, if we don't know exactly what will happen, especially with the very young, as you know, then why would we push forward on something like that? So here we go. We need to follow the science, don't you think?
Yeah. Now, because there are some Democrats that are really starting to get upset and concerned about the 2022 midterms because of all of this spending that's going on, all of this money. And by the way, wait till you see what happens to the taxes in the not foreseeable future. Wait till you see what happens there. You want to talk about people moving with their vote, moving, getting in their cars and going? You're going to see it.
That's exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Number two, we're going to check and see if anything has changed out there going across the country. I suspect it has. Looks like it already when I just flipped over to the map. Okay, I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. When you see that out there in the highways and byways, ladies and gentlemen, pull on in there. Grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and if you're a driver, become a member of the Driver's Club. If you're an RVer, become a member of the RV Club. Why? Because you get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for what you buy in the stores, and you can use them to save you some big money on down along the line, too. Well, after all you're going to get is a discount, right? So there you go. Okay, we're going to get it started right now with a little Georgia rock and roll, a little R&B. Let's see what we got.
Your hands to yourself. Baby, why you gonna take that away? You know I'm still your lover, boy. I still feel the same way. Backstreet's told me a story about three men. keep your hands to yourself.
In the day when men were men and women were proud of it,
you had groups like the Georgia Satellites. Don't give me no lies. Keep your hands to yourself. Kyle, when was that around?
I'm thinking that the Georgia Satellites, I'm thinking the early 90s, I think somewhere in there.
Well, late 80s is when they first came out. They were like a touring band for another, you know, open up for bands. But this one here was 1992.
Okay. So.
Yeah, yeah. And they did a good job with it.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Well, and especially even at that time, too. I mean, what a great sound. It really helped differentiate them from a lot of other stuff that was out at that time.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay, let's get on over here and take a look at the weather map, and I'm going to read a statement here because we have had a little bit of a change in the weather. Now, here's the statement, and even that's changed, because it says that strong to severe storms may linger in Florida as a slow-moving cold front continues to move east. A weather system in the central U.S. may produce strong thunderstorms in the middle Mississippi Valley. We can see them starting to look like they're rearing their ugly head right now. A Canadian cold front will produce gusty winds and critical fire conditions into the North Plains, and a fire weather threat is also elevated out there where you're at in California. And by the way, Kyle, it looks like there's another system coming in off the west coast in Northern California.
Yes, it looks that way. Right now we're looking at gale warnings off the northern coast of California. And tonight as well, Captain, map thankfully pretty quiet, with the exception of western Colorado. This is going to be in the area of Grand Junction along I-70, heading down to about Montrose, almost as far as Telluride, and all the way up to the state line there with Wyoming. That's a fire weather warning, a fire weather watch, I should say. They have very low humidity, 8 to 13%, some gusty winds to be aware of, and puts those conditions there to spread fire rapidly, unfortunately. But otherwise, pretty quiet. So if you're trucking across the highways and byways, sit back and enjoy the next couple hours of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, and if you're trucking along through Minnesota, western Wisconsin, up into North Dakota, maybe you're going up the northern Route 94 out west of Seattle, or you're going across I-90 out towards the west that way. You're going to have some cooler temperatures once you get up there into the upper part of Wisconsin. Frost warnings scattered all through that area, as well as over into Minnesota, over into South Dakota. And then you're going to have some wind blowing along there, too, as we just told you about the strong Canadian cold front for the northern plains, North Dakota, northern Michigan, north of the Twin Cities, including the Twin Cities, and down about halfway into South Dakota. There is a patch of frost, central Nebraska tonight, a frost warning there. Northern part of Michigan, a frost warning there. By the way, we just had a couple of additions to the cooler temperatures. Upstate New York and the Albany area, frost warning over in there. Also in West Virginia, a frost warning over there. So cooler temperatures are starting to prevail. And we've got some windy conditions over in Kentucky, the eastern part of Kentucky tonight. And looking down south, everything is pretty much cleared at the moment. However, don't be surprised today if we don't have some more severe thunderstorms kicking up down here in the south because of the temperatures. Again, 80 degrees where I'm sitting here right now, Tampa Bay. And yesterday morning when I walked out, when I finished the show, it was 81 degrees. So
wow.
There you go. We'll see what happens there. Okay, got some fog around San Antonio, fog around Houston as well. Tell us how to hear your show, Mr. Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleOneShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight again on the big old Rod Didio.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him and what he does for us. And joining us right now, we have got from FoundersCode.com. And, yep, that's it, FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Facebook. A lot of people are going, why are you still on Facebook? Well, because I can be. But I'm also on a number of other places, too, where I've gone because of the problems with Facebook. Because at any time, anyone of conservative values and opinions could make that fatal mistake and poof, you're gone.
Yeah, as I mentioned yesterday on your show, that with Trump announcing the one-way social media communications from the desk of Donald J. Trump, the day before this decision, it was likely that Facebook would keep him off. So I don't think it's news anymore. I know the announcement was repeated many, many times yesterday on by big media. It's kind of like they have to have Trump to talk about for some reason. So I think it's a non-issue here at this point. Furthermore, I think in a lot of ways, Facebook isn't the go-all to be-all social media platform anymore either.
No, and let me read you a message I just got from our friend Randall in Georgia. Because we just got done talking a little while ago about that police officer and the deputy sheriff there and the sheriff and the comments. He says, well, I finally got to see a bona fide white supremacist in action. Regardless of her ethnic heritage, the self-identified San Dimas school marm is the best example of a white supremacist that I've ever seen in the last five decades. A disgusting display of tribal hatred of a deputy who was only doing his job. And by the way, she was using a cell phone while driving. That is a ticketable offense in many areas, and it's a serious offense in terms of the fine you get for it.
Are you talking about the police officer that had his own body cam?
Yep.
Turns out that she's a adjunct professor at teaching English at a small college in California. So she, interestingly enough, her name was on the roster on the website for being a professor until this thing went kind of viral, and her name has been removed.
Well, she needs to be removed from that. There's no reason that woman should be teaching anybody with her attitude she displayed. That's my opinion.
There you go.
Yep. I mean, remember Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn?
Sure.
Yep. We know where they were at and what they were doing. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and company. But anyway, the thing of it is, here comes the music. The thing of it is be careful what you wish for. Somebody just might find out about you. And good thought there, Randall. We appreciate the comment. All right, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the other side of the top of the hour news break. Kathy's going to take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.